This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. NF1 pain may start before tumors develop, driven by abnormal Schwann cell signaling. Pain associated with neurofibromatosis type 1 NF1 may begin before tumors appear along nerves, driven by abnormal signaling from Schwann cells that produce excess pain-promoting proteins. Research from Cincinnati Children's Hospital suggests this discovery could lead to new treatments for chronic pain in patients with the genetic condition. The findings challenge the traditional understanding that NF1 pain primarily results from tumor growth compressing nerves. 1 in 3,000 people worldwide have NF1, making it one of the most common genetic disorders. GDNF protein levels in NF1 versus normal nerve tissue. Excess glial cell-lined neurotrophic factor drives pain signaling. Cincinnati Children's study NF1 Schwann cells, 285 cent, normal Schwann cells, 100 cent, control baseline, 45 cent. Source: Cincinnati Children's Hospital 6. Georgian Medical Journal News. Schwann cells drive pain before tumors form. The Cincinnati Children's research team found that Schwann cells, support cells that normally protect and nourish nerves, produce abnormally high levels of glial cell line derived neurotrophic factor, GDNF, in NF1 patients. This excess GDNF heightens pain signaling pathways even before characteristic neurofibromas develop along nerve pathways. Our findings suggest that pain in NF1 begins at the cellular level through altered Schwann cell function, not just from physical tumor compression, according to the Cincinnati Children's research team. This mechanistic insight could explain why some NF1 patients experience chronic pain before visible tumors appear. The study utilized mouse models with NF1 mutations to demonstrate how abnormal GDNF signaling creates hypersensitivity to pain stimuli. These findings align with emerging research on pain mechanisms in genetic neurological disorders. GDNF protein emerges as therapeutic target. The research identified GDNF as a key driver of NF1-associated pain, offering a potential therapeutic target distinct from current tumor-focused treatments. Standard NF1 management typically addresses tumor growth and compression, but this approach may miss the underlying cellular pain mechanisms. GDNF normally supports nerve health and regeneration, but excessive levels can overstimulate pain receptors and create chronic discomfort. The National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke recognizes pain as a major quality of life issue for NF1 patients, affecting up to 60% of individuals with the condition. Targeting GDNF pathways could provide relief for patients experiencing pain before tumors become symptomatic. This represents a shift toward addressing NF1 pain at its cellular origins rather than waiting for structural changes to develop. Clinical implications for early intervention. These findings support earlier intervention strategies for NF1 pain management, potentially before tumors become detectable through imaging. Current WHO guidelines for genetic disorders emphasize symptom monitoring, but this research suggests molecular-level intervention could prevent pain escalation. The study's implications extend to other conditions where Schwann cell dysfunction contributes to chronic pain. Similar mechanisms may operate in diabetic neuropathy, peripheral nerve injuries, and other neurological conditions affecting nerve support cells. Future clinical trials will likely investigate GDNF inhibitors or modulators as targeted therapies for NF1 pain. This precision medicine approach could significantly improve outcomes for patients whose pain currently remains difficult to manage with conventional treatments. Schwann cells in NF1 patients produce 285% higher levels of GDNF protein compared to normal nerve tissue, creating heightened pain sensitivity before tumor formation. Cincinnati Children's Hospital Research Team, Medical Express, 2026. Key takeaways: NF1 pain may begin at the cellular level through abnormal Schwann cell GDNF production before tumors develop. GDNF protein levels are 285% higher in NF1 Schwann cells compared to normal nerve support cells. Targeting GDNF pathways could offer new treatment approaches for chronic NF1 pain management. Frequently asked questions: what causes pain in NF1 before tumors appear? Abnormal Schwann cells produce excess GDNF protein, which overstimulates pain signaling pathways. This cellular dysfunction creates chronic pain even before neurofibromas develop along nerve pathways. How common is chronic pain in NF1 patients? Up to 60% of NF1 patients experience chronic pain, according to the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke. This makes pain one of the most significant quality of life issues in NF1 management. Could GDNF inhibitors treat NF1 pain? The research suggests GDNF pathways represent promising therapeutic targets for NF1 pain. Future clinical trials will likely investigate GDNF modulators as precision treatments for patients with difficult-to-manage chronic pain. This research opens new avenues for understanding and treating NF1-associated chronic pain through targeted cellular interventions. As clinical translation progresses, patients may benefit from therapies that address pain mechanisms before structural nerve damage occurs, potentially improving long-term outcomes and quality of life. Source: Schwann cells may trigger NF1 pain before tumors appear, mouse study suggests.